So who here has trouble remembering things? Now listen here, I'll be the first to admit how absent-minded I can get. Where on earth did I put my keys? If I don't say that one time every day, it's forever. Where did I put down that phone? How about that one? What am I supposed to pick up at the store again? No matter how diligently I write something down, I usually misplace the note I wrote to remind myself what I was supposed to do. Did you ever forget a message that someone gave you? Yep, I do that all the time. Do you find yourself searching your mind to recall the tasks that was promised you promised to do? I usually put my wedding ring on my right hand as a reminder that to remember something important. And what a wonderful feeling it is when I can wake up in the morning and I see the ring here on my other hand and remember, oh, I gotta pay that bill today. I gotta make that pastoral call later in the morning. Oh, I gotta sign up for the gym class before 10. I have commiserated with enough people to know that I am not alone in this department. And for that reason, I can sympathize deeply with the women who arrive at the empty tomb that Easter morning, numb with grief. And through the help with the angels disguised as men, they remember the words of Jesus, and the act of remembrance changes everything. In the face of grief or stress, it's easier for us to forget what we have been taught, what has been promised to us, the guiding words that we hold so dear. The women arrived burdened by a weight of loss. They came to care for Jesus's body, still enveloped in the shadows of Good Friday. They came, but they found an empty tomb, and they found a situation that left them in deeper shock and fear. For then the angels, the men said, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And in that moment of distress and uncertainty, the angels called them to remember. So the call to remember is a crucial theme for us today. Today, we too are called to remember the words Jesus declared that form the bedrock of our faith. On the third day, I shall be raised. When we find ourselves in valleys of despair, times of stress, at a hospital emergency room, or we're racing against the clock to finish something, it's so easy to forget even important things. When we're hurting or feeling doubt, it can be a challenge to recall the times that we've experienced God's faithfulness, his promises to us in scripture. We too need angels in our midst, in whatever shape God sends them, to remind us of God's faithfulness. That scene we witnessed at the tomb is filled with a mix of grief, confusion, and hope. The women bearing the heavy burden of their loss, they illustrate our own humanity, how often we become clouded by our circumstances. They came to anoint the body of Jesus, the Messiah. Yet what they found instead is abandonment. The stone rolled away, the tomb empty, and their panic increased until the angels intervened. How often do our present fears and doubts overshadow the promises that God has spoken in our lives? The woman's confusion mirrors our own moments of fear and despair. However, in that moment of great turmoil, God intervenes through the presence of these angels, reminding them and us of his promises. Remember his words, the angels speak. Remember how he told you, they tell the women and us, about the teachings of Jesus. This command isn't just a gentle nudge. It's a powerful invitation in a time of uncertainty to remember the assurances Jesus provided. And when they remember, they took action. They returned and told the disciples, the apostles, what they witnessed, the empty tomb, the message, the angels who reminded them of Jesus' words that he would be delivered to sinful men, crucified and raised on the third day. God's promises to us are not idle wishes. They are declarations rooted in his character. Our God is a faithful God. And because of this, the women's grief is transformed into joy. Now, the women rushed back to, with this glorious news with the others. So they became the first witnesses and evangelists of the resurrection. Remembering leads to action. In our own lives, the act of recalling God's faithfulness should prompt us to live boldly to proclaim the Lord's resurrection in all that we do. Jesus spoke repeatedly of his impending death, but always coupled that with the promise of resurrection. So this reassures us that no matter how bleak our circumstances may become, God has already declared ultimate victory over death through Christ. Easter is not just our day of celebration, it is our call to action. Just as the women shared their experiences, we too are commissioned to share the good news of the gospel. So who in your life today needs to hear your story of how Jesus, resurrected Jesus, has influenced you? The time to remember and take action is now. The resurrection impacts not only our eternal destiny, but how we live this very day, because we are reminded that death and suffering do not have the final say. Like the women, when we remember his words, we live with the assurance that our lives are eternally transformed. And that's something truly worth remembering. So as we celebrate this Easter Sunday, may we embrace the profound truth found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let the women at the tomb, may we remember his words in the face of whatever trouble looms in our lives, because Jesus spoke words of hope and promise and new life. So as we leave here today, I challenge each one of us, remember the words of Jesus. Lean into them in your personal struggles. Hold them close in times of uncertainty and share them boldly with others. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you remember what he has promised you. And let the resurrection of Jesus instill in us the courage to live as beacons of hope in this world. Let us remember the words of the angels and etch them on our hearts, because he is risen. Yes, he is risen indeed. Amen.